stick.
Time to get real live from Madison. It's outside the pizza box. Yeah, man. And that means we're live from Civic Media Network. Big part of that. Broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studio. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I am Pizza Box Mike. And I've got news guy Nate. Changed his name because everywhere I go, I hear him. That's pretty cool. And you got the voice for it.
Man. All day, every day.
And they don't even pay you. That's amazing. Go ahead and laugh.
I get a little paycheck.
You get a little. Yeah, well, you're getting more than me. And that's okay. But what I don't understand is today, okay, Friday night, getting closer to Christmas, watching everybody just choose this crazy American culture over nature right now is just an awful idea. Oh, Mike, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Well, first of all, you'd have to go back to the culture that I came from, you know, the 60s and 70s, and talk about how it's been morphed and perverted into some culture that I have no idea. Now, I do understand that even the culture I was a part of in the 60s and 70s, that the racism was always a huge issue for me growing up. And so that's always been here. And it always will be, apparently. But to see the steps that we've gone backwards over, you know, the last 40 years, just pretty disturbing. And it happened during my adult lifetime as I'm graduating from high school and going to college, and I got all these ideas. And I wanted to do radio. Yeah. I wanted to be in broadcasting. I could have seen being in the Cubs booth with any of those great announcers that I... And the reason why I liked those guys is because they were always honest about the game. They weren't, you know, if a call was went in our favor and it shouldn't have, they'd point it out. I've listened to other guys and it's like, you know, that's what I'm talking about. The culture of sports is different, right? I mean, you'd have to go all the way back to the Green Bay Packers after they got done packing meat. Then they went out and practiced and played football and you saw the uniforms that they had and these leather helmets and, but the game was different. I mean, you throw a guy down, and if he gets back up, then you got to tackle him again. You got just part of the culture that's different. Here's another part that's different. And it's just making me crazy. Okay, growing up, the culture I came from, you had to get up to go turn on the TV and turn the channel. And now you cannot do that. You have to have a remote. You have to go through internet. You have to do all this stuff just to get regular TV. Then I hook up the antenna and it doesn't even work. This culture that's all about, you know, entertainment and convenience. And, you know, I hate those roundabouts because it's all about saying, hey, don't slow down. Don't be polite or nothing. Just, you know, just risk it. Go through there. You know, that guy's not going to make it. So you might as well just go through anyway, right? Even though it says yield. And you don't know that he's going to get into the next right lane because there's two directions you can go coming out of the roundabout. But that's okay, people. I'll let you do your thing, and I'll wait, and I'll let the smoke clear. I'm getting good at it. I see trouble coming on the road, and I move away from it. Pull over, hit a park, something. Let all that traffic go by. This is what you guys want to be a part of? Over me going down the side roads, and I'm not going to tell you where it is because I don't want anybody to go out and shoot her, but that beautiful wild white turkey that I've seen two dozen times now. It's like almost like she shows me that she's still there because she knows I care. And it was that day that I went by and they were close to the road and I started filming her and she didn't run away. And then it's like, whenever you hit that, you know, film, sometimes you got to hit it twice. So I didn't get it. And I'm just waiting to get that. See, the culture of hunting and, oh, wow, look at that. That is the most beautiful buck I've ever seen. He must be 300 pounds and 20 points. And yeah, now nobody else is going to get a chance to see him in the wild. But hey, you know, nice trophy. It's the same thing. Somebody would want to shoot that white turkey just because it's white. And then they can say, look what I did. And then nobody else will ever see it again. And so my lust for killing and hunting died at a very young age. Everything faster. Don't stop. Don't slow down. And I got to tell you people that pop culture is not newsworthy, but I played it. I played it. Oh, Taylor's in Green Bay. Yay, yay, yay. And I didn't watch a game. I don't see, again, here we go with the TV stuff. It's all different. I'm not going to pay outrageous amounts of money to a cable company. If I'm not smart enough to pirate it, man, then I'll just go back to AM FM radio. I like it. I really do. I mean, it takes away all that hoopla at the game that I don't need to see all the distractions that are going on. And you get to use your mind and envision everything that's going on. And you got a great announcer that's excited to have you there. And that's how I grew up, listening to the radio. You know, there wasn't much on TV, right? You had about channel 3, 15, 27, 21. And then later, Fox came along. Sometimes on weird nights, you'd pick up Freeport, Rockford. This is the time of year that we should be focused on people that don't have a Christmas and not by choice, right? I choose not to be a part of the pig thing, and it's gotten easier for me as my family gets smaller and further apart and further apart. And the ones that I have relationships with, they're not materialistic either. So it's not like, you know, we're worried about, oh, I didn't get you a present for Christmas. And it isn't something you were going to use anyway. So you can re-gift it and give it to one of your friends. That's part of the culture that I'm not in. But I'm watching. Look, killing trees for Christmas. That's what it is. All right. And I understand people are like, yeah, but there's people that, you know, they raise those things. And I get it. They're not the problem, people. Because I know you can order a Christmas tree to be dug up and put into either a sack or a planter, depending on what size you want to get, right? But if it's all because you want to get a big tree and you just want to kill it, I mean, you're part of the problem, man. You are part of the problem. It's bad karma. There are people that die every year from putting those damn things in. All the lights that start from November to through the first of the year, all that energy, all that waste, it's time to really start thinking about that. Why is that so important for people? Does it give you this false sense of happiness and security? And because if you're not thinking about the planet, then you're an idiot in my world. I can't help it. I can't help it. I try to tell people, hey, man, you need to stop doing this, stop doing this, stop doing this. You don't order Amazon. The hell's wrong with you, man? Don't you know who you're doing business with? These guys are destroying your whole world, man. The culture of not paying the people that make the stuff and then giving everything to the guy that doesn't do a damn thing but make people's lives miserable, the boss. It wasn't like that when I was younger. It really wasn't. They made maybe 20 times what they had. Average of the worker, and they were well off at that point. But the Christmas tree thing, you if you love Christmas so much, why don't you do like I said, maybe downsize the tree a little bit so that it fits in the house and you don't have to break off branches and sweep up all the needles. And you know what I'm talking about. Just stop thinking so big and materialistic. Downsize it. Take one of those trees in a planter, like I said, and then in the spring, after you've watered it all year and took care of it, you plant it in your yard and you go, ah, there's the 2023 Christmas tree right there. You know, before too long, you're decorating those trees with natural stuff. Popcorn and cranberries and stuff for the birds and the squirrels. That's Christmas. Did anybody ever watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? By the way, which was racist. No, we're not going to play with that guy. He's got a red nose. My priest had a red nose. I don't know what that was all about. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to call in and help me kill Christmas this year, because, you know, because I'm this cancel culture guy. I've watched this country in a huge effort to try and cancel every other culture that comes along. Open borders. Oh, my God. Open borders. What the hell is that? How did you get in, white boy? Anyway, I see we got Mark on the line, but we only got a couple minutes. So we'll wait, pick you up after the break, Mark, and then hopefully we'll get some other people calling in here. And you can disagree with me. But I mean, I'm, you know, it's kind of like these, I was telling Nate about these people on social media that when we get into it and I start throwing everything I got at them. And I've explained to people, you know, as many insults and combination obscenities that I can throw together and throw, toss at these people, because that's what they're using on us. And I know that some people don't, you know, oh, that's not very cool. And you're not very well-mannered or finished. And like, you know, I don't really care what you think, man. I've been battling these people for a long time, man. There's a total lack of communication. When I heard Dom say that today, I just started going rat. Lack of communication. But I didn't pick that as one of the songs. Because I've been focusing on the media and all this liar stuff coming out of everybody's mouths from MSNBC on down the line, man. I don't care which major network it is. They're not being truthful with you. The world is not in support of warring with other nations in huge numbers. And this is our chance. Let's make this Christmas about ending the reign of evil across the planet. That'd be a good place to start. You want to come back? We got more. Just about every day, and then I put myself back together, because if you don't feel it, you can't deal with it. And that's what I've been doing, trying to deal with all this pain, not just mine, watching everybody else's. It's tough, ain't it? It seems like, yeah, ever since COVID, the losses are so much greater. And of course, it's getting late in the game for me. You know, I'm in my final, oh, probably 40 years, wouldn't you say? Come on, other people living to be 100. Hey, let's go to Mark in the sack. How you doing, Mark? You going to live to be 100?
I don't know. You know, maybe. But as it goes right now, I'm doing good. That last scan turned out pretty good. And that so just, you know, getting ready for the holiday season, you know, doing some nice things for the one neighbor that... and her son, that, and I spent my deer season up north up a tree and hanging with my usual little bird feeder up there. And this year I had chickadees, nuthatches, both red-breasted and white-breasted, hairy and downy woodpeckers coming in to, you know, right off my shoulder. Actually, I had a female hairy woodpecker.
Did you say hairy woodpecker?
That's one of the common woodpeckers.
No, I know. Hey, listen, Mark, I just put up a feeder, I think it was 2 days ago or 3 days ago, and first day, nothing, and then all of a sudden, I saw the cats on the table, because I set it up for them to watch. And yeah, blue jays, chickadees, purple finches, sparrows, a squirrel, there'll be more.
The Blue Jays don't. The Blue Jays don't come in next to me in the tree, but the and neither do the big pileated woodpeckers. I saw one of those go flying through, and those things are just magnificent.
Yeah,
big white and black and red crests on their head, and so I mean it's just great sitting up there and the chickadees, they land on you and look at you and talk to you, and that it's just it makes the days go better. And this year there was no snow on the ground except for the last day. And there's hardly any then, and but it's just you know, it's not so much the killing anymore for me. It's just getting out there and the whole hunting experience now.
Hey, I've got friends and family that hunt and do it respectfully and successfully, and it's not about, you know, going out there and trying to put a trophy on the wall. They actually eat the food that they, you know, put in the freezer like most people did. That was a part of the culture that I didn't have an issue with. But we know it's gone beyond that. And the fact that this human sprawl that just can't be stopped, right? We got to tear down healthy trees and drain marshes to put in roundabouts to make it safer for people to drive. And it absolutely is not making it safer. It's just making it more like NASCAR, baby.
Well, it's amazing what just a small little environment can do, and it's changed a lot since I was growing up there. But there's ditches up there when I was a kid that they'd be filled with frogs and salamanders and toads laying their eggs in the spring, and that and you know, remarkably, some of those things are still around. That even after 50 years, you know, they're still there, and that. So it's nice to see. I mean, nature can be resilient given a chance.
I agree, and I appreciate those thoughts, Mark. Thanks for calling. And I'll go a bit further. I think that a lot of those creatures will survive us. I do not know that man can or will, but I do know that there'll be some life after we're gone. And can you imagine how beautiful it would be? I'll ask Joanne in Madison. Joanne, can you imagine how beautiful it would be without us here?
Oh, well, I have one clue. I got to see a crane just a couple of days ago. They stuck around. The cold weather, and they're enjoying the warm snap right now. I don't know when they'll be leaving. I'm sure they'll be leaving before the really heavy winter comes in. But those cranes, they're getting absolutely... just so fortified and resilient. They might be around for the entire cycle maybe not become snowbirds.
No, they're adapting. And one thing I know about birds, they can fly to a different place. I can't, you know. They're equipped like the wealthy people that think they'll be able to escape the destruction of the planet by flying somewhere. Next, it's Mars, Joanne. But only for a few of us, only for a few of us. You got to be in that billionaire crowd, which reminds me, Joanne, when I'm looking at the Hunter Biden thing, I just got to throw this out there. He made millions off his deals with China and this and that. And I'm like, and Jared and Ivanka made what, billions? dealing with terrorists and other people. Okay, well, you know, and I'm not a fan of this privilege and pathway for all these children of legislators. I mean, you see what's going on in North Dakota Senator, right? With his son?
Yep. Yeah. What I was going to remark, though, is that we could improve Christmas if we went back to homemade items. I remember having scarves made for me, a beautiful vest made for me and all that. And what that would do would be to keep us away from our terrible relationship with China. I mean, the getting crap goods from them and all them, all that. And what can we do? Those dollar stores, hey, you know, just for a buck or a buck and a quarter, you can buy something, and we feel that we're cheating our kids or cheating our spouse if we don't go in there and get a little treat and all that. It's luring us in, but the conditions those poor workers have to bear in those dollar stores are horrible. They aren't given the support they should have, and those bad conditions go all the way down to the producers and the distributors and all of that. If we made our own stuff, You know, or even a poem that somebody writes for you, or a picture somebody draws for you. Hey, a real item. I could cherish it for the whole year, as opposed to garbage that we get from China that we'll be throwing out.
Well, yeah, it's part of this this massive production, consumption, and waste thing that they call capitalism, which I say is basically institutionalized inequality at this point, because nobody wants to support the workers, but they want to throw all this money to people that are, you know, planning their escape from this planet because they know that it's being destroyed. It's crazy.
That's right. And let's hope it happens soon, that we start moving toward a better society, because, you know, with our resources, the way that we're expending these fossil fuels, it's amazing. All these people talking about fossil fuels and sometimes they don't believe that Jesus, they believe that the world was created, 6,000 years ago. How can the fossil fuels be created then if the world was created 6,000 years ago? Fossil fuels take a while to generate.
Yes, they do. Thank you. But I want to mention that I do believe the Koch brothers went to school with Moses and they all rode a dinosaur bus, Joanne. You just never know. Oh, everything looks through somebody else's eyes. I'm not really sure if people see the same thing I see when I'm looking. It's like those, I said, those hotties in their 30s on social media talking about, oh, my appearance. And I'm like, you might not get 32 years, and I can't wait to see what you look like when you get to 62, man. I'm here to do, man. Tickle your fancy and excite your soul. Jermaine Jackson going off on his own. Thanks, Jermaine. I appreciate that. And I see Wisco Paul. Before I go to you, man, let me announce the defeat of the golf course next to Lake Michigan. Yeah, man, we don't want your Kohler land for this extremely rare ecosystem. And with that, hey man, Wisco Paul, how you doing? I mean, your name says it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love the state of Wisconsin, Michael. Hey, like you, I'm an old guy and seen many, many winters in the state of Wisconsin here. Today I'm out and about my house. I've got short sleeves on, and it's like, holy moly, this is just awesome. I said, no, the furnace is going to run. And then I came in right after dinner there to eat some lunch, and a long-range forecast for the next 15 to 30 days is above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. And tonight they said it's going to rain. It's not going to snow, so I won't have to shovel any snow tomorrow. But how can these people deny there's not climate change, Michael? You remember them great big orange things that, you know, we'd wake up in the morning, there'd be about 2 foot of snow on the ground, and they used to snow around Thanksgiving, and it didn't melt until April. So I just had to bring that up today, and you got to listen to these people say, hey, there's nothing wrong with the climate. Everything's cool. I'm going, where are you people living, you know? So I just had to bring that up, Michael, because I know the environment. You know, I'm starting to worry about the wildlife, in fact, you know.
Why? Just because polar bears are going to be extinct and other animals that live in, you know, the Arctic, and then it works its way down, and pretty soon there'll be rattlesnakes year-round in Wisconsin and alligators coming up the river. I mean, I got to tell you. Well, that's what's happening. It's changing right in front of our eyes. Okay, so we in the Midwest up here and around the Great Lakes are going to are going to see above average temperatures and lower precipitation, while to the south and northeast, they're going to be getting the brunt of those storms coming off the Atlantic Ocean again. Hey, I guess climate change is good for Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, just like he said, right? And they're talking about, well, what are the impacts of that on agriculture this week? Well, obviously, it looks like we're going to have, you know, a longer growing season. And flowers are reseeding and blooming all year long when they normally didn't. I mean, sure, it's nice if you're thinking that you're living in somewhere like North Carolina, someplace where it's more natural climate, but 2 degrees is what we've gone, and actually Celsius, so it's like 3-point-something degrees Fahrenheit the planet has gone up since the Industrial Revolution. And that is just drastic, okay? So the animals are adapting to it, or trying to. I mean, we're seeing birds come through Wisconsin in this migration period that don't ever come through Wisconsin. But maybe, you know, they're like, you know, we're going to have to, you know, follow the weather map. Humans aren't very smart about it, though.
Well, you know, I hate to mention our ages, but we're older dudes.
62, I don't care, man. I'm going for 100. I got 38 years, good years left in me.
Well, you're like me. You go to the UW healthcare, so we both have a chance for that because it's some of the greatest medicine in the whole country. But I'm more concerned about my grandkids and stuff, Michael, because there's, at some point here, and then I'll hang up, I'm afraid we might hit a tipping point, and then who knows where the hell we go from there. So I just had to bring the environment up because I love talking to you about it, because I know you're a believer, and I can't understand the people that don't believe it. So, hey, fastest hour on the radio, so I'm going to hang up now.
All right, cool, man. We've already passed the tipping point, Wisco Paul. And these are the effects of what happens after it tipped. You got the largest glacier that's in the ocean floating right now. Hopefully that'll help some of the nature adapt. And I mean, nature's going to fight back. We can't beat nature. I mean, the planet's not going to just sit back and take this. The stuff that we're doing is forcing the planet to become violent against us. And why should it not be? I mean, we're violent against... Everything about us is just wrong, you know, and you talk about climate change. I think it was December of 2017. Look, when I was a kid, I picked night crawlers, right? My brother and I, we had a little bait business, man. We did wholesale night. We made a lot of money. And if I was smart, I'd have had a lot of land. Okay? And I wouldn't have abused it like other people. And maybe I would have built some, you know, free housing for people and free land to grow food on and had my own little commune, a little pizza box commune. I'd rather live like that, you know, and have communities like that, little co-ops where everybody has their specialized skills and we work together to, you know, minimize our footprint. That's not going to happen anymore. I realize that that's pretty much gone. So what I can do is not become a part of all that crap that everybody's into now, but it was December of 2017, I believe. And it was like 50 degrees all through November and into the early part of December. And we got a thunderstorm. And I've never seen so many night crawlers on the road as I did that night. And I haven't seen them since. And it used to be when it was dry and you got a nice rain like that. Yeah, they'd always come out. And you'd always see frogs. And you're like, oh, man, I don't want to run over these frogs and toads out here eating the worms. Now all you're running over is frogs and toads going, where the hell are my night crawlers, man? They've been poisoned. We've leached the soil. We've used fertilizer and plant destroying stuff and bug destroying stuff. Come on, man. I got to get off for a second here and go to L.A. Tom. How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. People need to wake up and fight against the big money that's in politics. That is our biggest issue. Second, though, I have a grievance, actually, Mike. I want to know what you think of this grievance. I don't find that enough progressive posts actually point out the good that Joe Biden is actually doing in the country. Today, he talked about the bullet train. And now, he's not my first pick. You know, Bernie was my first pick. But the thing is, you know what? Bernie's behind him. And, you know, we got a huge election coming up. And all I hear about all day long is the word Trump. I am so God.
Yep. I think you can actually say that one time. you can say the GD.
I almost did. That's for sure. But I'm sick of it. It's like, you know, everything he says gets repeated not only by the conservative world, but it gets repeated because it's so outlandish by the progressive side of the aisle. So he's still getting promotion.
You're not going to get any argument out of me with that one. I mean, the clear choice between Trump or Biden, it would be Biden every time. And I would say Biden in some areas has excelled well past what I thought he really would do. And in other areas about what I expected him to do, because our problem is not usually who the president, our problem is who's in charge in Congress and the Senate and how many moderates do we have versus progressives to really finally come up with compromise for the American people. And it would have to be between progressives and moderates, not moderates and far right wingers, which is what I've been witnessing throughout most of my adult life. And that's because of the money. 100%. It's because of the money that got put into politics. Why do these politicians go out and lie and destroy and know that everything they're doing is harming people? Because it's not harming them and their families. They're living good because of it.
And let's get real. It's the conservatives that were on the Supreme Court that brought about Citizens United, yep. Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Bilotti. So any of you people out there that keep saying it's the Democrats and it's the progressives that actually wanted money in politics. We tried to get it out through H.R. 1. We actually have the receipts to show you that we've actually tried to get it out. But, Michael, here's my biggest issue, too, is that most people in this country don't even realize that we have three branches of government. Most people in this country don't even realize that we actually, you know, they think that, oh, it's a presidential election. Like, they act like he's the dictator, right? They act like it's...
Yeah, they can do anything. They can do anything.
Yeah. Exactly. They don't understand the co-equal branches. They don't understand, you know, balance of power. They don't believe any of that because of Ronald Reagan coming into the schools and just ripping civics out of every single, you know, corner of this country.
And free breakfast breakfast for children that needed it. My dad was a huge part of that in the Madison School District. And when Reagan came along, he cut the funding for feeding hungry, low-income single parent children. Nice bastard, jelly bean eating prick.
That's why we have so much homelessness here in California. And that's why we used to have a public education system for college here in California as well, where you could go for free.
Yep.
Now you can't go for free. I mean,
let's make that clear to people that it actually wasn't free. It was what the people paid for, because that's what we chose. We chose that. We chose that over this war culture.
Thank you for saying that. Because you know what? That's something I always had a beef with the way that Bernie and some of them have spoken about free college. No, it's about what we prioritize as people to actually have for we the people, which was we put our tax dollars towards college education to take care of that burden. That's what it's about. It's not free health care.
We used to have policies that supported education as well as the trades, as well as manufacturing, and that all disappeared after 1980.
You're exactly correct. And you know what? And then they divided and conquered us from there. You know, and they knew that if they could do it in Wisconsin, they could do it in any other place in the country, because most people in Wisconsin are good, trustworthy people, maybe not CJ, but I'm kidding. they're good salt of the earth people. And because of that, they took advantage of these people. They pitted the teachers against, you know, small business owners. They pitted all these different people against each other. People that had a college education with people that didn't have a college education.
Hey, listen to this, Tom.
You can see it.
Tom, during the time, that they used Wisconsin as a petri dish to destroy democracy, we actually had a congressman, Petri, pronounced Petri, I guess, who went from being a millionaire to a multi-millionaire during his time in Congress. And now he's retired to his huge, plantation, man. It just makes me sick that these guys get to live like kings after they did nothing for the people.
So sick. So sick. And the thing is, that's what people need to start realizing. What have you done for me lately? And you know what? Look at the party that actually has brought policies. I mean, anyone that wants to call in on Mike's show, please call in and tell me in the last 40 years what the Republican policy has been that has actually helped working people. I don't think you could come up with one.
Nope. Thanks, Tom. And you know what they've come up with, Tom, is every kind of obstruction and path to anything good for the people of this nation has been wiped out every time that it's come to the forefront. And I don't like losing elections. I'm not the guy that's losing the elections every time that people run, okay? It's the things that we do for them that they need to do for us. And we the people, Tom, that's what people don't understand. We actually have the power to change all this, but I really do not like a system where there's only one day every year that we can hold these people accountable for the atrocities they've done against people and crimes, man. Man, supporting war crimes, supporting, destruction of democracy, education, healthcare. Who cares about children, right? I want to have some fun, man. You don't have much time left to have fun here. I think it's the last segment, man. But come on back and we'll talk more about some of these privileges of people in legislation. I'm sure we're all going through some of that me, myself, and I stuff in this crazy world today. But if you don't see that, we're treated as a lower class compared to people that are in positions of authority, and whether that be law enforcement or the three branches, as Tom was talking about, this life of privilege. And the latest thing with the North Dakota senator whose son apparently... Here we go again. The white man defense, he's got mental health issues. Man, a lot of us got mental health issues at this point, okay? You can't use that as an excuse when we have the solutions right in front of us, but they are impeded by the people that are supposed to be our leaders, our trusted leaders. the ministers, news people. How many of them clowns go on to be legislators like Mike Johnson? Right? Who's a religious zealot who's not even close on what what faith he's supposed to be a part of. It's just, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah. Because if he's coming, man, he's not going to be happy with you or the rest of you clowns. All right. But the North Dakota senator whose son took, why would you get out of the car and leave the keys in it if your son's got mental health issues and he steals the car? And then you call to get help to get him. And then a cop is throwing out the spikes to stop this crazy SOB. And he hits the car and he's behind the squad car. And the squad car hits him and kills him basically instantly, right? You're not going to shoot the senator's kid in the back seven times like you would, a young black man who's in a struggle or an argument or something, but unarmed. But, there's a butter knife car. Yeah, I agree. That would really hurt to be stabbed by a butter knife. Okay. There's just this justice system it makes me want to puke every day. Cops killing people. But to listen to the dad, the senator, thanking the officers who tried to help their son. Huh? Your son just killed a cop, dude. I thought you guys were like we back the blue, right? You shouldn't be talking, oh, you're making your son the victim here, man. That's what you're trying to do. And then, oh, we're praying for the family and we know God's going to make it better because God does that all the time when these tragedies happen. I mean, I just would like to, like, yeah, explode. Yeah, this is where we are, man. Everything's backwards, right down from, like, the cable. Hey, it's like $200 a month for cable. Oh, but if you get, like, a landline and internet, it'll only be $150. And I'm like, huh? More for less, huh? How about highway robbery for all of it? You go to that. Yeah, man, I'm getting my Roku. I learned how to set up my Roku. And there's a couple things I might subscribe to yearly. Oh, well, only $9 a month for all this. But right now, I don't even need that, man. I don't even need it. All those free movies that are, like, really lame, but they help you sleep at night. Because let's face it, I've seen enough movies. But you get music, right? Even got some stuff on there for the cats. But now that I put up that beater, man, it's like, you know, they're up on that table. There's three of them just sitting there like that. You know, they're like, guys, enjoying yourself. And then you can see when something flies or moves because all three heads move the same way. It's like the commercials with the, no, it's more like the Happy Gilmore final shot, you know, clink, 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 clink. And it's in the hole. You got anything going, Nate? I mean, anything fantastic happened this week that you feel really good about?
It's been a week.
Yeah. That's what I tell people when they, you know, hey, how you doing today? You know, hell, man, thrilled. Got another day today. That's the first thing. But I would like to share with people if you are having issues, you know, sleeping, like a lot of us are. First, let me tell you that I'm not even getting up like the last three nights in the middle of the night to go do the old guy go to the bathroom thing, where it was going like three times a night every couple hours, and then it got down to two, and now I'm like waking up and I'm like, what time is it? It's like 4:30. Yeah. And then I'm so happy to go to the bathroom. The cats are happy and everybody's happy because they get to sleep more and I don't move around as much. I don't know. That's something that I feel really good about, right?
That's better than me.
Really? Has it been bad?
No, not bad. But, you know, I usually get up once.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that all depends on, you know, if we're drinking coffee like I am right now, I'm probably going to have to get up. But I take naps before I come in to do this show, you know, to power up and to not fall asleep is the other thing. But I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, how the week went, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta admit that I like this you know, this warm weather, right? I mean, I really like not driving on ice and snow. But the reason is because of the way other people drive unsafely and the habits of this crazy ass culture that I've been complaining about. And yeah, I'm all about cancel culture, man. Let nature rule. And so anyway, the cats are having more fun. You know, my best friend's issues are worse. And now that, you know, I've kind of like taken that on, let's face it, I've been, it's 33 years. I've been taking it on for that long, but it really takes a lot out of me. And I'm learning how to try and cope with it, but I mean, I've got a decision to make. Either I can be, you know, sad and kind of lonely, or I can be miserable and sad, but not lonely. So far, you know, I guess we see which direction that's going. But that may, you know, get me back on the road again to combating evil across the state of Wisconsin, mainly in the capital controlled by Republican. Hey, by the way, don't forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic. jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton, right? He fixes guitars, he sells and builds and sells guitars, right? Music lessons and gift certificates year-round. Almost forgot. Yeah, sorry that we're almost done here, but the policy of truth is always what I'm going by now, and it's ugly, man. That's why I don't get kicked off Facebook anymore. Well, we'll see you next week, right? Right here at Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. produced live in the Solidarity Realty studio. Huge part of the Civic Media Network we are. That 1 hour a week. Download the app, man. And until then, we'll see you next week. Thanks, Nate.